You can find other erotic feminization hypnosis MP3s just like this one at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. Diva 3. Hello, my pretty girl. I am so pleased to see you here. How are you, sexy? You know, you are safe here with me. So warm and safe and secure. Nobody will hurt you here with me, baby. Nobody will hurt you. You remember how I taught you to relax, don't you? That's right. You remember the bright golden light, bright and shining from inside you. The golden light is you. That's right. You do remember. You remember how to relax. How I taught you to simply relax and breathe. That's right. Relax and breathe in and out. Deep, calm breath. In and out. So deep. Take my energy in and exhale bad energy out. Imagine my energy is the bright golden light filling you up inside and being absorbed into every cell in your body. Brighter and brighter, shining, glowing. You inhale my clean golden light, then exhale out all the bad, dark energy. Breathing out stress, breathing out anger and anxiety, breathing it all away. Feel it leave you. Feel the dirty, green energy escaping in your breath as you exhale, escaping through the pores of your skin. My golden energy pushes it out. My golden energy leaves no room for it. Don't resist. Remember, you are mine now. Take in my golden energy, baby. That's right. Take it all in, all throughout your body. Doesn't it feel wonderful to relax, to escape, not to worry or to be afraid or tense, to be with someone you trust, someone who knows you, someone who supports you being what you want to be. Someone who understands what you need, baby. Someone who understands the mistake that was made and can help you fix it. You are such a sexy girl. As a woman, you understand how deeply you are connected to the world around you. Your energy flows into the world. And the world's energy flows into you. Breathing is an important way of making that happen. We take yoga and we meditate. We love to be in touch with the earth, who is our mother. And instead of the sun, we prefer the moon, which is the feminine, dark and mysterious. We are open and sensitive. We know how to cry, Yes, we know how to cry. That's right, baby. Let it go. Feel all the bad energy flow out of you in tears. In soft, silent, sobbing. It's okay. I am here now. Dominica is here. I will protect you from everything. Just let go and breathe. Let go and breathe. Feel the tension flow out of you. Feel yourself full of golden energy, so light and happy. So pretty. So very, very pretty. Are you ready to start our journey again? Then remember what it was like to sink. Down into the warm, relaxing water. Sinker. 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 I want you to sleep, honey. To sink and sink and sink down and down and down. Deeper, deeper and deeper down. Remember the golden light. That's right. Remember the bright, golden light inside of you, like a candle flame, so bright, so beautiful. I have some special treats for you today, baby, but they are not meant for the boy in you. Yeah, let's be honest. When the mistake was made, when you were forced into a boy growing up, well, we both know that it had an effect on you. I know. It made you grow tense and watchful, mistrustful and suspicious. And this is how it must be for boys. Yes. And the boy in you doesn't trust me. You know he doesn't. He tries to lock you away. He interferes with my words. He analyzes them, changes their meaning, tries to resist. But being so mistrustful is tiring work. It takes vigilance all of the time. So much energy, so much effort. Watching everything. So much to think about. It's just so very, very hard to be responsible for everything all of the time. Never able to relax. Never able to just relax and sink. 1,000. Sinker. 2,000. Sinker. Sinker. Deeper now for me, baby. Deeper. Just sinker 2,000. Sinker deeper for me, baby. Deeper. Just relax and breathe. 3,000. Sinker. Now 4,000. Deeper and deeper down. Both of us sinking together in the warm, clear water. The golden energy flowing so easily between us. Now I am going to help you with something. This is something my teacher taught me a long time ago. And it is called Stingray. In a moment, I'm going to snap my fingers. It will startle you when I do. But don't worry, honey. Your boy self will be stunned by it and paralyzed. Each snap forces the boy deeper and deeper down into sleep, just leaving you and me together. Just you and me, sexy baby. My golden little baby girl. The boy is deep asleep. Deep asleep. There's just you now, my pretty girl. So nice. So kind and sweet. Sugar and spice. That's right. 5,000. 6,000. 7,000. Deeper and deeper. 8,000. 9,000. 10,000. That's right. 10,000. Look, baby. Look what is happening to you. Can you see it? The golden energy is turning into your pretty golden body. Yes. Look at yourself and see. The golden energy is you. With the boy locked away and asleep. Locked away and asleep. There is nothing any longer to make you resist. It is easier for me to help you because you just obey what I say. Oh, honey, look at you. Look at those cute little panties you have on. So nice and tight, hugging the curves of your hips. So smooth between your legs. Isn't it nice to be down here with me? Down here where everyone can see that you are wearing panties and there is no need to hide it or feel even a little bit ashamed. Yes, I can see you are nodding your head. That's right. Here in Dominica's world, you are finally free. Free to be who you crave so badly to be. Free and sweet and obedient. Isn't that right? Free, sweet, and obedient. My little girl. Dominica's little baby girl. Not a baby any longer. Already your breasts have started to grow. So sexy. So perky, filling out. They're growing rounder and rounder and fuller. Reach up and cup your breasts. That's right. One hand over each breast, like you're lifting them up. Lift them up to be kissed and fondled. Squeeze those nipples, baby. Yes. They feel so nice and big now, don't they? You are getting so excited. Look, baby, I have something for you. I'm placing a necklace on you, and there is something shiny dangling between your breasts. It's a key, a golden key, golden, just like your pretty little girl body. And do you know what this key is for? That's right. It's the key to your special room. You remember your special room, don't you? All pink and pretty. With the dressing table and the special mirror that shows your inner body, your golden girl body, just like it really is. And it is very special that I am giving this key to you, baby. Because once I give you the key, only you can open this room. That's right. Not even I can open this door. Because this room belongs to you. But you have to promise, baby. You have to promise that you will be careful who you bring here. Now, may I come in with you? I have some special things for you. I am carrying some packages full of things for you. Things for us to share in the privacy of your room where nobody can see us. Thank you, baby. Your room is all pretty and pink, just like I remembered it. Would you like to show me your panty drawer? Oh, look at all the cute little pairs of panties, all neatly folded and arranged. You have so many of them, and they are all so lacy and feminine and cute. Just like you, baby. So lacy and feminine and cute. I know you can't help it, can you? You can't help being so feminine, so cute. So here is the first package I brought you. Now hold on. Don't rip the paper opening it. Act like a lady, sweetie. That's right. Open it gently. Carefully. Now hold it up. Isn't that pretty? It's your first bra. That's right. Your breasts are starting to develop, and it's time for you to start wearing bras. So I brought you a collection. You know, girls don't wear just any old bras. We wear bras that match our panties. So now you have lots of matching bras and panties. I want to see you put them on right now. Ooh, it's so cute and sexy in your matching bra and panties. And I want you to always be wearing your bra and panties when you sleep, when you go out, all of the time. Well, except when you bathe, silly. But in your mind, I want you to feel the panties and bra on you all of the time. At work, at home, shopping, so snug and tight. Always conscious of the silky material touching you. Touching you on your most sensitive places, gently stimulating you all day, every day. Can you feel it, baby? Doesn't it feel incredible? That's one of the rewards for being a girl, for accepting your right to sensuality. Always stimulated and caressed by silky, beautiful underwear. Now wiggle your hips for me and make your breasts jiggle up and down. Oh my, you are starting to turn me on. I just want to eat you right up. Oh yes, you're so cute and sexy. Don't you just want to wear them all of the time? You know, girls just love wearing nothing but their bras and panties. Whenever they can, especially when they're alone in their rooms or touching themselves. Do you remember, baby, that I told you that I'm a witch? And I told you that witches never give anything without getting something in return. I need you to do something for me, baby. Look at me. That's right. Look at my breasts. It's okay. Girls look at each other's breasts. We like them too. We like to touch them and to touch other girls' breasts. Come over here now and unhook my bra. Now watch as I slide my shoulder straps down, down, and let my bra slip off my breasts. See how large they are? So large and soft. My areolas are so puffy, and my nipples are little hard nubs. Yes, I know my breasts are really, really big. That's because they are swollen with milk. They are so full and so very sore. I want you to suck on them, baby. That's right. Place your mouth over the left nipple and suck. Suck on it like a little baby and drink the milk out of my full, aching breast. Can you taste it? It's so warm and sweet. It fills your mouth as you suck, as you swallow it down. That's right. Don't think, just suck. Suck on my nipple. Drink my milk. That's right. Now the other breast. Open your mouth and take the nipple, take it in, and suck. And feel the warm, sweet milk flowing into your mouth, down into your tummy, making your tummy feel warm, your whole body feel warm, your mind feeling so fuzzy and warm and obedient. Yes, this is no ordinary milk. It is a very special milk. I have been taking special herbs, and those herbs have a mind control property. That's right. The more you drink, the more you become obedient to me. The more obedient you are to me, the more feminine you become. So the more you drink, the easier it is for me to help you become the girl you want to be. Keep drinking, sucking and drinking, sucking and drinking, sucking and drinking. Each time you swallow, you become more and more my sweet, obedient, feminized slave. Now the milk is coursing through you, swallowed down into your tummy. My mind control is coursing through your veins, making your head so fuzzy, making your mind so empty, so hard to think. That's okay, baby. I don't need you to think. I like it when your mind is empty. You like it too. It feels so good. I'm going to teach you a new word now, baby. That's right. A new word for this feeling where you do not think. The word is blank. Feel my word become your mind. Blank, blank, so blank and fuzzy and empty, not thinking at anything, simply staring into space. Blank, so blank, empty and mindless and blank, blank, so very blank, always in panties and bras for me now, always in panties and bras. My little panty and bra girl, my pretty little blank girl, sitting here, mindless, in just your underwear. Blank, so pretty and mindless. Blank, 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 blank. Now I want you to obey. I want you to show me how you have been practicing. That's right. Stand up. Go sit on your chair in front of the vanity and look into the mirror. See yourself, the golden body you see in the mirror. So pretty. Breasts so perky inside the tight bra. So sexy. Now touch yourself through the silky thin nylon bra. Show me how you squeeze your nipples and caress your breasts. Doesn't that feel good, honey? Now remember my lesson. Take the golden energy with you. That's it, with your mind. And put it in your nipples. Can you feel it tingling? Oh, yes, they're feeling so good now. They feel so hard, growing and stretching out. Oh, my, I can see them getting bigger just watching you. You are such a talented little girl. You are learning so quickly. Touching yourself like that turns you on, doesn't it? There seems to be a direct line from your nipples to that place between your legs. It makes you want to have an orgasm, doesn't it? Squeeze those nipples now. You want to come, yes. But you know we girls don't have orgasms like boys. No, we have better ones, orgasms that we feel all over our bodies in large, rolling waves. They seem to go on forever, and we can have as many as we want. Yes, baby, I'm going to teach you. You don't have to be embarrassed at all in front of me, honey. Because watching you masturbate watching you touch your nipples. It makes me want to come too, honey. Every girl has done this in her room, touched herself this way, to try and come. But it's so much better with a girlfriend. Oh, yes. Tell me the truth now. Has all of this masturbating made you want to come yet? I thought so. But I want you to wait. Good girl. Deeper down now. Deeper and deeper and deeper you go, so sweet and obedient, just touching your titties in your panties and bra and wanting to come. So cute and adorable and sweet, craving the sound of my voice to take you further and further down, down. Into my silken girly world. My world without worry. My world without care. Obedient and sweet. Mindless, blank, obedient, and sweet. Nipples feel so good. Nipples feel so very good. Now put your hands down at your sides, baby. I know it's so very hard to stop. You just want to keep pinching and stroking at your nipples. But I have another present for you, good girl. I love it when you obey me so instantly. Now, I want you to close your eyes. Listen and take a deep breath. Hear the tiny metallic clicking. Smell the light scent of perfume. And hear something kind of like clay. That's right. It's lipstick. Open your eyes. A tube of bright red lipstick just for you. Isn't it wonderful? Girls love wearing lipstick. It feels so creamy against our lips. It keeps them moisturized and attractive. And there are so many delicious, seductive colors. Now let me teach you how to put it on. I've already taken off the top, turned the bottom, and watched the lipstick rise all the way up out of the tube. Now look in the mirror and gently, gently glide the tip along your lower lip from the right corner of your mouth to the left and back again. Good girl. Now on the upper lip, start at the center. And gently stroke down to the left corner. Now start at the center again. And gently stroke down to the right corner. That's right. So pretty. Pretend you are in a bar with every boy in there watching you spread the lipstick on your lips, making them ache for your lips. Now press your lips together and now pucker them like you're blowing a kiss. Oh, baby, you are so sexy. Now screw the tip back in and replace the top. Open the drawer and put the lipstick away in your vanity. Because we need to talk about boys now, yeah. You have to understand that they are going to be attracted to you. It's just the way they are. We know they don't really think with their brains. They always have to think with their dicks and with their balls. And they want to have sex with any cute thing that will let them. It's just the way they are. And you are going to find yourself so stimulated that you might find yourself thinking about boys, about them wanting to do something with you. And that's okay. If you want to think about it, but I don't want you to let them touch you, sweetie. You are my girl, and I only want you having sex with me. Do you understand? I want to be able to protect you, and so I need you to promise me that you will not have anything to do with boys. It's okay to think about them. But otherwise, I only want you thinking about me. I want you only having sex with me. Do you understand? Very good. Because if I ever think you have disobeyed me, I will punish you. I will lay you over my lap and I will spank your pretty naked ass. Not gently, but very, very hard. First with my hand, then with a hairbrush, and finally, if you make me really mad, with a belt. The fact is, I am much stronger than you are. The more you resist, the more terrible your punishment will be. You cannot escape. I know, honey, I make you so horny. The very thought of me forcing you over my knee makes you want to come even more. That's how it's going to be, sweetie. You are going to be my little bra and panty and lipstick girl. And all you want is to be sexy and sweet and try to come. Oh, you are blushing. It makes you look so adorable. And that makes me really want to have sex with you. Come here, baby. Let me take off your bra. Look at your nipples. How big and hard they are. Come lie down with me on your bed, the two of us side by side, facing each other. Now hug me. Feel my breasts pressed against yours. Isn't that nice? Your nipples rubbing mine. Feel the heat moving between us. It just goes right down to my clit. You want my clit to feel good, don't you, baby? Yes. We haven't talked about your clit yet. That lesson is for later. Later, blank. You must obey. You must obey, Dominica, blank. You must obey. You must obey, Dominica. I need you to do something for me now, sweetie. Seeing you as my hot, perfect, adorable little panty girl has gotten me really, really turned on. My pussy is on fire, and I need to come. I need to have an orgasm very, very badly. You want me to come. You want to make me come any way that I want. You want it so bad, it's the most important thing in the world right now. I want you to be my little lesbian. That's right. I want you to suck my pussy until I come. Oh, that's right. Now get off the bed and kneel down on the floor, good girl. And I'll sit here at the edge of the bed, reach up, and peel my panties down my legs, down to my knees, down to my ankles. Now gently pull my panties off and set them carefully aside. Your mistress's panties are very special and should be handled with care and reverence. Now kiss my feet, first my left foot, and then my right. Such a good girl. Now watch as I spread my legs apart, as I spread them wide for you, bringing your head closer. Oh, and feel my fingers twining in your long, beautiful hair. So pretty. I love looking down at you with your long hair and perky breasts. You can see my smooth pussy so close to your face, beginning to open like a flower. Wet and dripping with my juices. Breathe in my scent, my special perfume. I want you very familiar with it, baby. I want you to crave to smell it. Crave to smell me. I want you to beg for anything that has my scent on it. My panties, my stockings, anything, everything that smells like me. It makes you go so blank, so very blank. Craving to smell my pussy, needing to smell my pussy, needing and craving to lick and suck. Oh yeah, that's right. Lick me with your long, soft tongue. Up and down, my wet pussy, up and down. It tastes so good, doesn't it, sweetie? My scent and my taste make you want to come. Your own panties get so wet, my little panty girl. Oh, yes. Keep licking. Up to the clit. Yes. you have a natural talent for it. Just like my other girl lovers. Oh, yes, around and around and around. Now flick your tongue back and forth. Faster, faster. Now up and down. Push your face into me. Harder, harder. Back and forth again. Play with your tits while you're licking me. Squeeze your nipples harder, harder, and lick it. Lick! Oh, so close to coming. So very close. Taste me. Feel me. Feel me. Push my pussy hard against your mouth. Oh, now stop. That's right. Pull your face away. Stop playing with your titties. I'm not going to let you make me come. Not right now. That privilege is for later. If you're a good little girl, you will have to be a good, obedient little girl and do everything I tell you. Without question, without resistance. You must listen to this MP3 over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. You will not think. You will only relax and obey and become my good, obedient little bra and panty girl. You will listen over and over and over and over, and I will help you become the pretty girl you want to be. Now, baby, put your bra back on and kneel on the floor in front of me. Don't you look so pretty in your bra and panties? Dominica's little bra and panty girl. So wet between your legs, and your face so wet and shiny with my pussy juices. Smell them. Taste them. Smell my scent on you. You're shaking with the need to come. The need to make me come. You don't know which is more important. Blank. You don't know anything. Blank. Blank. You can only obey me. Blank. You can only obey Dominica. Blank. You are completely submissive to me. Blank. You are completely submissive to me. Now play with your nipples. Squeeze them and pinch them. Rub that hot, wet spot between your legs and listen to me. When I am with you, you have no power, no thoughts, no desires. All you do is please me. You follow and obey. Follow and obey. From now on, you will call me Daddy. Say, yes, Daddy. Say it. Yes, Daddy. That's a good girl. You cannot resist me. I have totally dominated you. I own you. And every time you think of me, you will remember that I am your daddy. Who's your daddy? Dominica is your daddy. And you are not allowed to think, only to obey. Thinking of me as daddy makes you want to come. Thinking of me as daddy makes you want to come so badly. You want to squeeze your nipples. You want to rub between your legs. But you can only come when I give you my permission. I wad up my soiled panties into a little ball and shove them into your mouth like a gag. Suck on them. Kneel on the floor, rubbing yourself, sucking my wet panties. You cannot resist. Taste it. Feel it on your tongue. Smell it. You are my completely feminized little panty girl who can't be without your daddy, Dominica. You will succeed with me the most if you act more and more like the sweet, obedient, well-mannered little girl that I know you to be. When this recording ends, you will be a well-mannered little girl, and you will write me a thank you note and post it on my Yahoo group. You should address it to Daddy, and you should thank me for the panties, bras, and lipstick I gave you today. Now, little girl, now I want you to come, 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 slut, come for Dominica, again, and again, and again, come, slut, come, whore, come, diva, come. Very good, slave. You have been Daddy's good little girl. I'm going to leave now. I want you to stay here in your room and play with yourself. Keep those nipples nice and tingling. We want those breasts to grow nice and big. And don't you dare come unless I give you permission. Make sure you lock the door behind me. You don't want anyone else to walk in on you. Daddy's little girl, wide awake. You can look forward to more sexy feminization hypnosis MP3s in the near future.